everyone, and welcome to the Collaboration Space. I'm your host, Matthew DeFreitas. In today's episode, we're looking at the hybrid workplace, specifically hybrid workplace equity and inclusivity. But we're looking at this topic through a slightly different lens, specifically looking at how well-produced video can help build more inclusive workplace cultures. With me today is AVISPL VideoLink's Creative Director and Executive Producer, Stu Siegel. Stu, thank you for joining me today. How are you doing?
Matthew, thank you. I'm doing well. Pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you so much. So, Stu, well-produced video content continues to serve as a powerful medium for enterprise marketing and leadership communications, and it's growing. Even departments like human resources are exploring the use of quality video to promote diversity, equity, and inclusion in their organizations. So what are some common use cases that you're seeing, and what are some more creative approaches that you might recommend?
That's a great question. And we are definitely seeing a boom in produced video for DEI use. And I think some of this comes out of the pandemic and some of the changes that we saw in the labor force and in the workplace. It's become a very popular place for brands to start producing video. With regard to types of projects, there's a really wide range. Videos that talk about corporate culture, videos that highlight ESG group efforts, and that highlight different ESG groups. Big increase in CEO messaging and C-suite messaging using video. You know, we saw a trend where during the beginning of the pandemic, video communication became really ubiquitous and people got used to it. And as demand for increased production value has gone up, big boom in CEO and C-suite video. Those are just a few of the use cases that we're seeing.
It's an interesting look at all of the different angles at which we can use video indeed. And I guess I'm curious, you know, when we look at diversity, equity, and inclusion, you know, it comes down to a lot of, you know, making your employees feel valued and feel happy. And so that also speaks to me to employee retention as well. And so I'm curious, what are your thoughts on some ways that organizations can use video to ensure that their teams feel valued and supported, whether they are working from home, the office, or maybe out on a job site?
Yeah, it's a great question. And again, with changes in the workforce and the great resignation and changes in how we work, with people not all physically in the same location nearly as much as they used to be, videos that communicate corporate culture have become very important. Particularly with new employees, with younger employees, this is a really important thing. They want to know that they're part of an organization that shares their values, and that they're working with peers that share their values. And video is a great way to tell these stories. It really is storytelling video about everything ranging from different local or national charities that teammates are involved in or that the company is involved in, just to content sharing what our values are so that everybody's on the same page and can feel good about that.
Interesting. And so, you know, in talking about looking at corporate values and sharing that message to help retain personnel and, you know, create that inclusive environment that you described, you know, what are some areas that you might say could be used in maybe sort of the recruitment space as well? You know, I mean, I think we've all seen, you know, the standard video from someone, you know, filming an employee in front of a, you know, a company logo saying, oh, this is what's great about my organization. Come join us. Come join our team.
Yep.
And they're fairly a common kind of video. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, what are some other ways that, you know, organizations can use well-produced video content to attract top talent?
You know, it's a great question. Some of the answer to that question is somewhat speaks to volume, right? The video type testimonial videos, you're right, they are common and they've been used for a long time, and there's a reason for that, and that's because they're effective. If they feel authentic, And if they kind of really tell a story about a person that a potential recruit can identify with, that thinks like them and looks like them, that they feel they want to be a teammate of, very powerful tool. Any kind of storytelling around what the company does and the difference that it makes in the world. This is a really important thing with recruiting now. Folks are interested in what the career opportunities are for them, and that's always been a great thing to communicate in recruitment video. But much more so now, we're seeing, okay, here's what our brand makes possible in the world. Here are the good things that we do. Here's why it is meaningful to be a part of our organization. Telling those kinds of stories with video, real practical examples, so absolutely a trend in recruitment video.
So Stu, we've talked about, a few scenarios that require a lot of strategic thought, care, and expertise. And when we take video production efforts, commonly dedicated to external marketing and communications efforts, and then pair them with the need for greater quality internal communications, we're now looking at one sort of very large enterprise video ecosystem, if you will.
Yep.
And this ecosystem, has to be developed, seamlessly managed, and supported. And AVISPL VideoLink can help with that, right?
We absolutely can. This is another interesting change. There was a time that external facing communications, marketing communications, were the brunt of the video communications that a brand engaged in, an enterprise level brand. And now we're seeing so much more. There is external communication, there's marketing communication, there's C-suite communication, there's internal and external, there's internal and external thought leadership, there's DEI and HR communication and recruitment communication. And none of those fall traditionally under the old model of all of our video communications are managed under this umbrella. It's in some ways, it has become splintered. And what we're seeing with enterprise video is it's now, brands are now realizing we got to get this in sync to tell one unified story with one voice. We need to tune up our enterprise video strategy from the storytelling side and from the execution side. And that's something that we're finding we've been able to be very helpful with, because for part of our heritage is, we've touched all of those types of storytelling. And, here at VO Creative, we produce all of those categories, whether it's marketing video or thought leadership or executive communications or HR/DEI communications. So bringing that outside perspective in, saying, hey, here's what the best in class brands are doing, and here's how to get all of these stories aligned. It's an effort whose time has really come, and the trend setting brands are doing that now, and it's a fun time to be doing this.
And Stu, where can our audience go to learn more about what AVISPL VideoLink can offer in the enterprise video space?
Well, of course, they can visit our brand spanking new website, and they can reach out. If you've got questions, or if you've got a brand and you want to reach out to myself or someone on the AVISPL side, if you've got an account rep, our team is really, really schooled up on this, really knowledgeable and passionate about it. They can answer any preliminary questions and connect you up with myself, someone on the team here at VideoLink, and love having those conversations, and hopefully happy to be a resource at any level.
Well, and thank you very much for your time today, Stu. This has been hugely informative. Just thank you for being here and sharing your knowledge about the growing space for video in HR and DEI communications.
Always a pleasure, Matthew.
Well, and that's all for this episode of the Collaboration Space, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe to AVISPL Info on YouTube. And if you would like to listen to the audio version of this podcast, search for the Collaboration Space on your favorite podcast app. Thank you again. We'll see you next time. For more information, go to avispl.com/videolink.